Assalamu alaikum indeed, a warm welcome with the clock at 6 minutes past 11 on 91.3 FM. We're focusing on the Beach Day cleanup launch that will be happening. Ambassador for Let's Do It campaign is online with me. That is Mariette Hopley. Mariette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aisha.
Thanks so much for taking time out to speak to us, and especially for speaking about the launch that will be happening with regards to your beach cleanup as well. When is this happening, and why is it so important to do the beach cleanup at this time of the year?
Well, Aisha, we are hosting tomorrow from 8:30 to 11 o'clock in the morning. We will have our beach cleanup. It will take place at the Milnerton Lighthouse at Woodbridge Island. And this is in celebration to the run-up day of World Cleanup Day, which will take place on 15 September 2018, when the biggest cleanup our planet has ever experienced will start in Japan with sunrise, moving through the time zones to where the sun will set in America Samoa, which means that Africa, the African continent, South Africa, will be part of that specific day. And that is why we are at this point having smaller cleanups in order to actually make the public aware of their participation in World Cleanup Day. And if they're not involved and not participating yet with the Let's Do It World, now is the time to actually join our campaign and our movement. It's a civic mass movement, which is global. We have about over 50 million people participating, and this all in honor to clean our planet so that we can have a wasteless future and work towards a wasteless future. So we have a beautiful leader in South Africa. Her name is Lindile Mathuze, and she is our Let's Do It South Africa leader. And basically, you know, we have our Facebook, Let's Do It South Africa. I would introduce or actually ask our, you know, the listeners to join our initiative on Facebook, become a member, become a participant, and also sort of get ready for World Cleanup Day.
Mariette, do you find social media is the way to go when one wants to bring you know, awareness to what is happening, and especially with regards to cleaning up and looking after the environment?
Yes, absolutely, Aisha. You know, that is probably one of the most effective tools that we can utilize at this point in time, you know, for creating awareness. You know, obviously we would want to use social media more so in terms of as a platform for educational purposes, you know, in terms of webinars and also then when we have, for instance, the cleanups which we advertise on site, we actually do a talk on what is the importance of recycling and how do we participate in creating a circular economy, you know, in our cities and in our communities in order to recycle the products that we use, and it doesn't just necessarily end up on landfills. I just want to mention something. You know, let's just look quickly at Cape Town. Cape Town has got 16 landfills, and by the end of the year, they're going to be over full. We are facing a crisis, and it's due to the fact that we're not recycling.
Okay. So the question is, do you find, when you mention education and recycling, do you find that lots of schools buying into it? But unfortunately, you know, yes, that is where it starts. And it's great that the children knows about recycling and reusing. But do you think it is really meeting the homes and that is that the adults are really taking this serious enough?
Yes, this is one thing, you know, we're looking at our generations and we're looking at future generations, and we predominantly focus on the future generation, because our planet has reached a point where we have to say time is up, you know, within the environment. We cannot carry on the way we have been carrying on. And you know, the older generation is maybe still in denial in terms of reduce, reuse, and recycling, and the methods that we use to create a circular economy in our communities. And at this point in time, when it comes to schools, we are reaching out. You know, we have our leaders that is appointed in Africa on the continent, and I'm specifically again referring to Lindile Mathuze, which is our leader for Let's Do It South Africa movement. They go around to schools. We talk about, you know, zero waste. How do we reach zero waste? It's not just about picking up the trash and recycling in your own home environment. It's about what happens after that. How do we compost? What do we compost? how do we recycle our products, and how do we not use single-use plastic products, but products that you can actually use again. So in other words, recyclable bags, recyclable, for instance, plates. When we look at specific, waste collection points, we currently have a battle in Cape Town and our surrounds, whereby we don't have improved waste collection focus on what we need to get to landfill and what we can actually use again. We have people that actually take the old electronic equipment. Mm-hmm. It ends up in landfills instead of just recycling it or donating it to charities. So these are all things that, the older generation has grown up that we can actually put it in a landfill or put it in the rubbish bin, whereby the new generation is now being educated and we're making them aware of the fact that we can reuse those items. It is okay to wear a second-hand jersey, for instance.
Yes. Maria, just coming back, and I think, the younger generation, it's a generation of convenience, unfortunately, and hence, to really speak about the recycle, reuse, and reduce, which is so important here. We find that, people in the olden days, they didn't mind washing, I don't know how many dishes. Today, yes. The youngsters, they wouldn't want to. So, they opt for the convenience.
Yeah. There is a part of the generation, I would say, that wants to have this convenience. But at the same time, I can honestly say that, I've seen an influx and a growth. Mm-hmm. In terms of the sincerity that the youth of today is actually taking on the project of reducing, recycling, and also composting. Living a sustainable life in their home environment. I'm just thinking, for instance, there's a market called the Mojo Market. And at the Mojo Market, you buy bamboo toothbrushes, and you replace, you buy the straws, glass straws, and metal straws that you can reuse. And I have seen some of these children or youngsters actually going specifically to go and buy those products. And there's a consciousness and taking responsibility for the environment.
Yes.
I've actually asked them about this, and they said, we really want to make a difference. And these are things, if you see it, it makes my heart warm, and it makes it all fuzzy, and I think, oh my goodness, this is great to see this.
Indeed. So 15 September, this is all a build-up to 15 September. How many other awareness programs will you be having, either on radio, for people who read print, and you mentioned your social media sites as well. Will it be continuous? Are the sites interactive as well?
Yes. We have, doesn't matter where you are in the world, I want to say that Let's Do It World Cleanup Day will be everywhere in the world, fast spread on the globe. So it doesn't matter if you're traveling to the UK or to Asia or to wherever, World Cleanup Day will take place in a city close to you. So in South Africa, World Cleanup Day will be the initiative that we will drive in all the provinces, and it will also be taking place on the whole of the African continent. So I can honestly say that we have 64 leaders that is participating on the African continent. So they have already been appointed. They have participated in our Leadership Academy. And so they have driven the initiative of reuse, reduce, recycling, composting down to the communities in the poorest of the poor areas, whereby we actually tell the people, it's okay. Even if you're poor, you can pick up trash and you can make a difference, because trash is our new gold on our African continent. It's the new gold in the world, because if you recycle, you're going to make money. You're going to make money for the economy that you're living in. So the initiative of World Cleanup Day is driven by Let's Do It Foundation. And obviously we are partnering with the United Nations Environmental group. We're also partnering with Plastics SA. They have been significant in their donation and support in terms of giving us and donating recycling bags to help us with World Cleanup Day. They've just sponsored 500,000 bags for the African continent. And this is now at this point of we are busy distributing it into Africa for World Cleanup Day. So there's a lot of preparations taking place. The initiative of World Cleanup Day will be the Let's Do It Foundation initiative. That will take place around the globe. In the meantime, we will have these smaller cleanup operations like tomorrow to build up towards World Cleanup Day.
Indeed. And finally, I think the message to our listeners this morning is to reuse, reduce, and also to recycle, and as you said, composting, which is so important.
Yes. Absolutely, and reduce everything that ends up in the landfills that should not end up there.
Indeed. Marit, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. We want to wish all the success with your programs, and we're hopeful we'll be chatting before the 15th of September.
Thank you, Aisha. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
At Tuya Health.